Hello, Duffy. You isn't going in yet? Well, don't. Never mind the mail trains. You're not working for the advertising department. Keep on this wire.
Nuts.
Duffy! I told him to stay on this phone. Now the moon's out. Fine. Three taps is me. Don't forget, you're sitting pretty now. That enough air? That better? Landing room, Hildy, every punch below the belt. Hello. Duffy, where have you been? Never mind your diabetes. Keep on this phone. Listen. Did you impress it on Butcher to take a taxi? Did every minute count? You did? All right. Duffy's getting old.
Where is Butch?
He's on the way.
Better hurry. The fellow's going to be coming back to Paul.
How is she? Don't know yet.
What's your lead, Hildy?
While hundreds of Sheriff Hartman's tagged gunmen stalked through the city shooting innocent bystanders, spreading their reign of terror, Earl Williams was lurking less than 20 yards from the sheriff's...
That stinks. Aren't you going to mention the Post? Don't we take any credit?
I got that in the second paragraph.
Who's going to read the second paragraph? 15 years I've been telling you how to write a newspaper story. Have I got to do everything? Get the story? Write the story?
Now listen, you crazy baboon. I can sneeze better newspaper story than you can write.
You ought to be back chasing pictures. You were good at that.
Well, you ungrateful windbag. Who wrote the Fitzgerald confession? Who wrote the Ruth Randall diary? How about the Dayton flood? Even the telegraph operator was crying.
Make me cry now. Duffy, what's the name of that religious editor of ours? The fellow with the dirty collar. Sipper what? Well, tell Sipperty I want to see him right away. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah. Talk yourself to death.
Yeah. I'm going to get Sipperty to make up a prayer for our fair city in 8-column old English boldface right across the top of the paper. Our Father... There were 421 murders in this our fair city last year. All in religious lingo, see? Our Father. What a prayer. What an idea.
Uh-huh. You better pray that desk will float over to your office.
Wait. Wait. I've got an inspiration. Here's your lead. Now take this down just as I say it.
Someday you're going to do that and I'm going to belt you right in the jaw.
The Post again rode to the rescue of the city last night in the darkest hour of our history. Earl Williams. Earl Wilson, the Bolshevik tiger leaped snarling from the gallows upon the flanks of the city, was captured.
I got you.
Go on from there. Who's that?
What's the idea in locking this door?
That's Benzinger. That's his desk.
What's his name?
Benzinger, the Tribune.
I'll handle him, the Tribune, maybe.
Come on.
What's the idea in locking that door? Haven't you any better sense? This isn't a private office, and you ought to know better.
Oh, Mr. Burns. Oh, my, it's quite an honor having you over here.
Hello, Benzinger.
If you'll excuse me, please, I just want to get...
Quite a coincidence, my running into you tonight, isn't it, Hildy?
Yeah. Well, how do you mean?
I was just having a little chat about you this afternoon. That's nice. With our Mr. Duffy.
Oh, really? Nothing detrimental, I hope.
The poem. The poem was great.
Wasn't it? Especially that ending. And all is well outside his cell, but in his heart he hears the hangman calling and the gallows falling in his white-haired mother's tears.
Heartbreaking,
isn't it?
How would you like to work for me?
Well, what?
We need somebody like you. All we've got over there now are a lot of lowbrows and legmen like Johnson here.
Are you serious, Mr. Burns?
My dear Benzinger. Duffy, I'm sending Benzinger over to see you. Mervyn, isn't it?
Roy. Roy V.
Of course. Roy Benzinger, the poet. Put him right on the staff. What are you getting in the Tribune, Roy?
75.
I'll give you 100 in a byline. Give him everything he wants. Now hustle.
Yes, sir.
And write me a story from the point of view of the escaped man. He hides, cowering, afraid of every light, of every sound. He hears footsteps, his heart going like that. And all the time they're closing in. Get the sense of an animal at bay.
Sort of a Jack London style.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. I wonder if you'll excuse me. I just want to get my rhyming dictionary.
It doesn't have to rhyme.
Oh, of course. Oh, I can't tell you, Mr. Burns, how terribly grateful I am. Yes, sir. You don't suppose there might be an opening sometime for a foreign correspondent?
I'll parley-vous
a little French, you know.
I'll keep you in mind, Roy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes, sir. Au revoir, mon capitaine.
Bonjour.
No. Oh, Jawa. Oh, yeah.
White-haired mother's tears.
Duffy, get this. A Tribune sneak is coming over to get a job. Bensinger, the fellow I told you about. Tell him to keep busy writing poetry. No, we don't want him. Handle him with kid gloves till he gets through. Then tell him his poetry stinks and kick him downstairs.
Well, you double-crossing rat.
That will teach him not to quit his job without giving notice.
Acting!
Acting!
The Morning Post building, quickly.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Robin?
Oh, you've just jazzed up my whole life. That's what you've done. We'll have our plans set when Butch gets here.
Butch? He'd go through fire for me.
I know. It's this bustle I turned out to be.
No, the window's out. We'll have them carry it out of the building.
Gee, she was the most wonderful girl I'll ever know. She had looks, brains, spirit, everything.
Who are you talking about?
My girl. What do you think?
Bumbling about your girl now? You've got a story to write.
Practically chased her out like she was some pickup.
You acted like a man for the first time in your life.
I'll never love anybody else. They don't come twice like that in a man's life.
You'll sleep it off.
See, when she was sick in the hospital and you sent me on that wild goose chase all over Kentucky, she never even complained.
Sick in the hospital.
Well, she was. She nearly died.
I see. She never complained. She just nearly died.
Gee, this time tomorrow, I'd have her on the train. On the way to New York.
Hildy. I was in love once. With my third wife. I treated her white. Let her have a maid and everything. I was sweet to her.
Who wants to hear about your wife?
I trusted her. Then I let her meet a certain party in the Tribune, and what happened? One night I came home unexpectedly. I let myself in through the bed. Find on the Tribune. All over the front page. My attraction story that I've been fool enough to tell my wife.
Yeah, you know a lot about women, you do. You and that stable you keep. You never met a decent woman. You wouldn't know what to do with a pure girl.
Oh, yes, I would.
You take that back!
What do you think women are? Flowers? Now, take that dame that shot the dentist. And Mrs. Vermilia. Husband comes home all worn out, hungry, takes a spoonful of soup, falls dead. Arsenic. And Mrs. Peters burning her husband up in the furnace. If you'd been in this business as long as I have, you'd know what women are. Murderers. Borgias.
Boy, I'm a sap falling for your line of... Johnson Street.
You've had a good rest. Get back on the story. Here, you're just nervous.
Sure, I'll take that. I'll get stewed tonight and I'll stay stewed the rest of my life. I'll be a newspaper man right in your class. Got my bustle in a monkey cage.
Shut up, you fathead. Who is it?
Hello. Go on.
Louis.
What's the matter? Where's the old lady?
What'd you do with her?
What happened?
You been in a fight?
Down on Western Avenue. We're going 65 miles an hour, you know what I mean?
Take that mush out of your
Where's
mouth.
Where's the old lady?
I'm telling you. We ran smack into a police patrol, you know what I mean? We cut to him in half.
Was she hurt?
Tell me, where is she?
I am telling you. Can you imagine bumping into a lot of cops? They come running after like the oranges.
Well, what'd you do with her?
Oh, search me. When I come to, I was running down 35th Street, you know what I mean?
Well, you were with her. You were in the cab with her, weren't you?
Yeah, was I. The taxi driver, he's got to knock cold.
Butterfingers, I'll give you an old lady to take somewhere and you hand her over to the cops.
Hey, what do you mean, I hand? The police patroller was on the wrong side of the street, and there you got it.
And now everything's fine. She's probably squawking her head off in some police station.
I don't think she's talking much. You know what I mean?
No, don't tell me. Was she killed?
Was she? Did you notice?
Say, with that rap what I got against me, and that bank job, and the big blow right here, I should stick around asking the questions from a lot of cops. Oh, sure.
Dead. Well, that finishes.
Well, that's fate, Hildy. What will be, will be.
Oh, sure.
But what am I going to tell Peggy? What am I going to say to her?
You'll never see her again. I'll snap out of it. Would you rather have had the old lady bringing the whole police force in here?
But I killed her. I did it. What am I going to do? How am I ever going to face her?
Look at you. Look at me.
I'm looking at you, you murderer.
My own mother I'd carry on. You know I would. For the paper.
Wait, where did it happen? Because I'm going out.
You wait here. I'll find out if everything's all right.
Weston and 34.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Weston, 4557.
Who? Hello, Butch. Where are you?
My mission hospital.
What are you doing there? Haven't you even started?
Was there an old lady born in there for an honest smash-up?
Oh, for H. Sebastian Butch. Listen, it's a matter of life and death.
Nobody?
I can't hear. Who? Speak up. You got what? Well, you can't stop for a dame now.
Community hospital?
I don't care if you've been trying for 6 years. Butch, our whole lives are at stake. You're not going to let some round-heeled blonde ruin everything.
Eddie, this is Hilly Johnson.